Pershus Marina Rabbeinu Rabweinberger, Lilu Nishmas of Kleinemus Kamish Ben Reli Malach Shkolim, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Echad Ba'adr Mashmian Allah Shkolim, and the first of Adar, Beis Din would send out in all the cities of Eretz Yisrael and announce that people should bring their shekels, the Machzis HaShekel, because the Rab brings. When the Torah says in Bamidbar, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechad Sholuchad Sheyashana, so it's Chadesh Vahavi Karbon Mitchuma Chadasha, meaning that there's a mitzvah that we should bring in Nisan, the karbonos of the tzibur should come from new money, from truma chadasha. So every year, by Nisan, they would have a new truma, a new source of money, of funds to buy the karbonos. So therefore, on the first of Adar, which is 30 days beforehand, to give people enough time to bring machzis hashekel, they would announce it then. Vala kilayim. And also, on the first of Adar, they would also announce that if anybody has any kilayim that's recognizable in their fields, that they should diminish them. Now, by kilei hazroim, planting two different species, not including vines, the Mishnah tells us at the end of kilayim, we've learned that kilei hazroim is also to plant. You're not allowed to be mekayim them, but you're allowed to eat them. So now, why dafka would they make this announcement on the first of Adar? So different mefarshim explain different things. Tiferes Yisrael explains because that's the time they would actually start planting. So that's the way they announced it. Others learn that that's the time the things would start growing from what you planted earlier. There are two days brought in the Rishonim as far as when you would diminish the kilayim. However, the Rav Shita is that that's only when it comes to planting it together. But when it actually grows together, then even if you have 1,000 or whatever the shear is, it's not mevatalit. When you have two different species and they grow together, the Rav held, other Rishonim disagree, Rav held that it's not batal. And in that case, you'd actually have to uproot it. But in the case that we're dealing with in the Mishnah, this time of the year, they were just planting it at this time. Didn't really take root. And you'd have to look around and see, because sometimes, even inadvertently, two different species would be planted at the same time together. And this is just an issue of Maris Ayin. And to take care of the issue of Maris Ayin, you'd have to diminish it 1 out of 24. And this is stam because of Maris Ayin. It shouldn't look like you did it purposely. Or it shouldn't look like kilayim. And you can't really recognize anything when it's less than 1/24. Now, the whole point of Machzis HaShekel, and the reason that this Masechta is in Seder Moed, the Rambam writes because Rabbeinu HaKadosh did it in chronological order, in the way it's written in the Torah. Taisi Sandev explains Rabbeinu HaKadosh put it in the same way that it's written in the order, after Psachim. Even though in Parshas Kisis, where it discusses this, as a Yitnu, that's Dafka dealing with counting Klal Yisrael, we still learn the mitzvahs of Machzis HaShekel from there. It says Truma three times. And it's to teach us about Machzis HaShekel. And the whole point of Machzis HaShekel is that every single Jew should have the chelik in the karbonos of the tzibur. All the carbon tamidim, soften that they would bring every day, so it would come from the Machzis HaShekel. Other things as well. So they made sure that every person gave a Machzis HaShekel, and they announced it a month in advance. Mishnah Gedinis, b'chamishasar bo, korin es ha-megillah b'krachin. And on the 15th of Adar, which is the day of Shushan Purim, so they would read the Megillah in walled cities. This, the Rav explains, is only brought here because of the other cases in the Mishnayos. Now, Shushan Purim, outside walled cities, cities that had walls in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, like we know in Megillah. So this day was a very busy day. So the Mishnah says, "Umisaknes ha-drachim v'sarachoyves v'smikvos mayim." So they would fix and repair all the streets, the roads, whether that was done for the Olei Regalim, some say because of the rotschim, that they should have an easy way to go to Ir Miklat, v'smikvos mayim. And the mikvah, if it became dirty, they would clean it out, or if it lost some of its shear, they would make sure to fill it up with some water that was drawn. The osim kol tzorchei rabim, and they would do all tzorchei rabim, whether the Rav says dini mamnis, dini nefashis, all these things were done on the 15th of Adar. Ptias erichin, charamim, hekdeshis, even hashkaf sota, the sreif of the paraduma, the eved ivri, the ritzias eved ivri, taras mitzara, all these cases. They would even fix the places that people should be able to drink water from, that they should have it available in the summertime. All these things at tzorchei rabim, they were done on the 15th. And on the 15th of Adar, they also would make the demarcations for kfaris. The kohanim shouldn't become tameh. They would put white plaster, something like that, around the kever, because during the rain would wash it out, so now they would have to redo it again. But now they would even go out, before they just announced it, and now they would actually go out and uproot the kilayim themselves.